Well, it's good to see you all here this morning. It's been good to be here. It's good to be. It's good to have our visitors here with us, whether you're Bible school students or those of you that were visiting Bible school or whatever. It's good to have you all here. I was blessed with the songs that we sang this morning, the last one we sang there, but also the "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth," and the words that we've heard this morning. So thinking about the word, and for a few thoughts here, we are also going to say we're glad to have Brother Harry and his wife with us. She's not here this morning. She had to go to the doctor, so remember to pray for her. But we're looking forward to having Brother Harry share with us the message with us this morning. So thinking about the, appreciate the thoughts that were shared in the devotional, on the when we think of the word, the words of Jesus, and the depth in some of the in those parables and the things that he shared. Sometimes I think it's easy to just kind of glaze over them, and we have a, kind of a preset thought pattern that goes along with it. And as we really look into him, there's Jesus. There's a lot of depth, and there's a lot of. If we look at their culture, there was a lot that they understood that he was sharing with them. I know for a few thoughts this morning, I want to think about the word. And if we go to John, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So in the beginning was the Word. So Jesus was in the beginning. He was involved in the creation. He was there. In the beginning was the Word. He was willing to come. I'm going to read from Psalm 119 now, if you want to turn there. But he was willing to come down to this earth and walk, leave the glories of heaven and show us the way. He says he was tempted in all points like as we were. He was the only one worthy to become that lamb, that spotless lamb, and to where we could have life. Psalm 119, we're going to read the first part, but I'm going to start out with the first three verses, drop back to the last three verses, and then come back. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." Now, if we go to the last three verses, says, "I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments." So there again, he says, he has longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. So I'm going to read down through verse 16 then. But if we think a little bit about the law, God's word, you know, there's two ways to look at it. If you read any, sometimes I like to look at the comments after an article in the newspaper or in the news where they talk about somebody's putting in a positive for the words or standing for what is right, and the comments that are made about the Bible and how it's dangerous and just there's a lot of different comments made, but that depends where their heart is. You know, to the person that is living in sin or loves sin, he's going to find it difficult to love the Word of God. To the person that is longing to do what's right, that person's going to love His law. You're going to want to study, and if we are. And I think I know how that is, and I think all of you, we could all say that. If we're doing something that's not right, we know it's not right. We find it difficult to sit down, read the Word of God and enjoy it. It just doesn't, you don't feel like it. It's not there because there's something wrong. There's something holding us back from that. But if we're honest with God and we want to do what's right, then we can enjoy it. We like it. We love it. It means something to us. It speaks to us. Okay, starting in verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. It's such a blessing to read the psalmist here. I don't know if we really know who the author is, but if it's interesting to look at, if you take time to look at this whole psalm and to look at the way it was written, and in the original, it was a poetic, and it doesn't, of course, translate, it doesn't come out like that, but it's a beautiful psalm, and there's so much in it. And if we come here this morning anxious to hear what God has for us, I believe we will be filled, and I think we have been already, and I trust that it will continue to be that way. So at this time, maybe I'll ask Brother Harry to come forward, and we'll have a word of prayer, and then I'll turn the time over to him.